Well, Paul McCormack, it's great to meet you again. Of course, the first time I ever met you, it was through football.
It was, Weeshie. It was 2005. It was the third Sunday in September 2005, and I remember you were doing an interview with me regarding the upcoming Tyrone-Kerry All-Ireland final. Sore memory for you, I would assume, but it was... You asked me on that day who was going to win. I told you Tyrone was going to win that, and you kicked me off your show. But that year I was over with the NYPD team, the Gaelic Football Club from the NYPD. We were coming over on to play at a tournament between the Dublin Guards, the London Met, and the PSNI. We were playing the tournament in Dublin for the first time. And after the tournament, we were going to spend the weekend with the All-Ireland up in Dublin, and then we were bringing the NYPD team down to Kerry for the first time to play the Kerry Guards. So we came to Killarney, and it was 2 days after Kerry suffered that sore defeat, and I believe that the Kerry Guards took the loss out on the NYPD team because they really dropped the hammer on us. But we had a brilliant time in Kerry. Loved the county. Just the reception we got here in 2005 was phenomenal. We're really delighted to be back here this year.
You're a Donegal man yourself, immigrated back in the 80s, joined the New York Police Department, went right up to commander in the New York Police Department, but you're back here in Killarney now for something very different and very special, and it's in conjunction with a photographic exhibition of 9/11 in relation with your wife. And explain to us where we are and what's all this about, and what we're standing in front of a bookcase here now. Explain to us, Paul.
Well, as you said, this year marked the 10-year anniversary of the attacks of 9/11. And I met my wife in 2001, and she was a professional photographer working in New York at the time. I was the commanding officer of the 41st Precinct, Fort Apache, and that was how I met her through that, because I was the youngest captain in the NYPD history at the time, and the Irish media had sent up some people to my precinct. So that's how I met my wife through that. And when the towers fell, my wife got into it. She got access to Ground Zero that not many other people had, and she took some amazing shots that she didn't release until this year. And the Irish government asked us to do an exhibition at the National Museum of Ireland, which we were honoured to do. We had it at the National Museum at Collins Barracks for 2 months. We also had the exhibition that's still ongoing at the Field Museum in Chicago. And the response by the people of Ireland it's hard to describe, Weeshie. I get emotional about it, but it's incredible. And the messages we received on Facebook and from people that were affected by it, it's the support we've received is amazing. One of the things we had in the exhibition was we had artifacts from a police officer and a firefighter that were killed on 9/11. And as you asked me earlier, we're standing in front of a display case right now of a firefighter that gave the ultimate sacrifice, firefighter Michael Lynch. And very close ties to the kingdom here. His father was from Tralee, Jack Lynch from Tralee, and he's got a lot of family still in Tralee. So Minister Deanahan, when he found out, you know, where this firefighter's roots were from, asked us to bring it to Killarney, and it was just an amazing opportunity to come back.
We must add, Paul, straight away for our listeners, that his uncle, Michael's uncle, is the great Freddie Lynch, the great John Mitchell's footballer of the five in a row fame, and Freddie will be at this opening here today. And what we're looking at here now is...
We have... There's a really, you know, amazing story with this firefighter, just an unbelievable hero. And like so many of the other firefighters and police officers that were going into the building when everybody else was coming out, his body was recovered on March 21st, 6.5 months after the towers fell.
This is Michael Lynch.
Michael Lynch I'm talking about. And as you probably could understand, it was very hard to identify anybody that, you know, 6.5 months later, but he was recovered with another body. There was a female, and the medical examiner of New York stated there was one of two things happened. He was either carrying this woman down the stairs over his shoulder, or he was protecting her when the buildings fell. And his father tells the story a lot better than I could do it justice, but the only way they could ID this firefighter, they could ID Michael, was through a Celtic cross tattoo he had on his body. It's an amazing story because it was the only piece of his body that they could identify him from that tattoo. And it kind of makes the hair stand on the back of your neck when you talk about it. But
tell us what we're looking at here now, Paul.
We have his fire helmet here from the day. We have his fire shield. And we also have a cross that was cut out of the steel from the ironworkers that were at Ground Zero, as well as a wonderful picture of him in full uniform here in his prime.
It's an amazing man.
And
it's amazing connection with Kerry and with Kerry football, because his uncle played minor, junior and senior football with Kerry. You're a big football man, and football and immigrants to New York meant an awful lot. So you're here in Killarney now. Tell us where we are here now, Paul, and tell us about the exhibition, when it's opening and how long will it be here for, because I'm looking around at it now and it's absolutely stunning. It's very poignant in many ways.
It is. It's amazing. It's opening up today, November 14, and it's running for 2 months here in Killarney. The exhibition's at the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, right opposite the Garda station in Killarney here. It's right in the lobby. It's free to come in. Anybody can come in and take a look at it if they want. And, you know, it's we have a painting here as well, by the way, that there's a very famous Irish artist, Jim Fitzpatrick, who... He was very emotional about this project. He came to see it in Dublin. He's decided to do a 9/11 collection, and he painted an amazing painting of Father Michael Judge, which we have overlooking the display case of Michael Lynch. So it's everybody's welcome to come up here and take a look at it. As I said, the response in Dublin and Chicago has been amazing, and I know from the messages we've been receiving from the people of Kerry, they're very happy to have it here, and we're delighted to be here as well.
Now, your wife's name is Nicola?
Nicola McLean.
Nicola,
yes,
McLean.
Yes.
Now, she's a professional photographer, I presume, because looking at the photographs, I mean, they're absolutely unbelievable. How many of them have we, Paul? And just mention a few of them to us.
Yeah, if you want to just take a walk around with me here, Weezy. In the exhibition in Dublin, we had about 103. We have, I would say, half of that here in Killarney because of the space. But as you can see, there's a lot of pictures of the rescue workers. The whole idea of this exhibition was to keep the memory alive and never forget the sacrifice of so many on that terrible day. And it's a tribute to the rescue workers and to the victims and their families. As you know, I'll try and describe it here. We're looking at firefighters looking at the rubble. One of the other things we have here on display is there was an American flag that we flew over Ground Zero on the one-year anniversary. The 13th Precinct, I was the precinct commander of the 13th Precinct after the 41st. We lost two police officers on 9/11, the 13th police officer.
You lost a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah, we did. You know, everybody knows people that they lost. I always try and bring up Damien Meehan from Donegal. His parents were both from Donegal town, and Damien was... played for the New York team. I played with him for Donegal and for Good Shepherd in New York. An amazing young fella, and just in the prime of his life was taken out. And I always like to mention Damien. And 23 police officers from the NYPD, 37 from the Port Authority, 343 firefighters. Everywhere I go, like in Kerry, Dublin, no matter where we go, there's always people that you speak to that know somebody that was killed. And I'm sure, as you know yourself too, I'm sure you have connections that, you know, family members and stuff that lost loved ones as well. But as I said, we have this flag, which I'm very proud to have. The 13th Precinct flew it over Ground Zero on 9/11 in memory of Police Officer Moira Smith and Police Officer Robert Fazio. And you talk about Irish connections. Moira was the only female from the NYPD killed on 9/11. And her maiden name is Reddy. Her father was John Joe Reddy from Dublin. And getting back to the football thing, my wife really isn't a big football fan, but I'll tell you, she let me have it this year with Dublin beating Donegal in the semi-final and then sticking it to Kerry in the final. So it's
outside of this stunning collection of photographs then, Paul, we have something over here. And explain to us what are all these posters are. There must be maybe over 100 posters, and they're posters of missing people.
Yes, one of the most poignant and sad things that was all around New York immediately after 9/11 and in the days and weeks and months thereafter were these missing persons posters, family members that were desperately looking for their lost loved ones were showing up. And this covers the gamut, all walks of life. There was people from over 90 countries were killed on 9/11, but people were showing up. They were putting these posters up on fences down by Ground Zero. They were putting them up in hospitals, at train stations, bus stops. They were all over Manhattan. And you know, Nicola's work's going to be on permanent display at the 9/11 Memorial Museum at Ground Zero next year. and we're working with them, and they were gracious enough to give us these posters for the exhibition here. And it just, when you look at the faces here, it really, really gets you. There's some of these, "Have you seen my daddy?" And I have four sons myself. I get you choked up reading them, even 10 years
And looking
later.
At all the faces, all those lost faces here before us, you have Judy Fernandez, you have Nestor Citron, you have Manuel Molina, and Thomas Henry McGuinness, all these names, all those people, they all died, did they?
They all died.
Yeah. Name out a few more names for us there, no, Paul.
There's a lot.
Because I find myself this part of the exhibition really brings it home.
It does. One thing we wanted to do with the Wall of the Missing Ouishi was we didn't want to make this just about the rescue workers and their sacrifice. Nicola did this wall as a tribute to all of the other victims that were lost. And one thing that should be said, Ouishi, is there were, you know, about 3,000 victims. Over half of those victims, there was never anything recovered from them. The families have no body, no DNA, no nothing was recovered from them. And it's very, very sad. When you read the names on these walls, it, as I said, it covers all nationalities. There's Hispanics, Blacks, a lot of Irish, and it's very sad. I mean, like you named the names, but we could go through a ton of them. As I said, with the police officers, Smith, Fazio, you got Irish, Italian. There's just so many. It covers all of the different nationalities. One thing I will say is with the police and the firefighters that were lost, a lot of Irish and a lot of ties to Ireland. Yeah. One of the other firefighters that we honoured in Dublin was firefighter Kevin O'Rourke. And his mother's from Scotstown, County Monaghan. And when we opened in Dublin, we had a display case honouring him. And I think half of Monaghan came down to that opening. But it was, very big Irish ties. Father Judge has ties to Leitrim. And I know that Michael Lynch's mother's from County Sligo as well.
And so. Father Judge was the priest.
He was the priest that he was technically the first listed victim. He got hit by debris coming down, and he got killed instantly. So he was very, very, he was a very revered man in the fire department. He would always throw on the fire gear and go out with the fire trucks. He was like a real fire buff, and he would love to go out with the fire trucks. But he was there to help out and give the last rites to victims, and he wound up becoming the first victim himself. Very sad, very courageous man.
How has the exhibition been going? I know that it has been featured around New York and in other places. Give us a little bit of history about it, Paul.
We opened it up for the 10-year anniversary. We opened it up in August at world premiere in Dublin. We've been to the RDS in Dublin, the Field Museum. We're down here in Killarney now, and we are going to be doing a four-city tour in Ireland. We're going to Sligo, to Michael's hometown in Sligo. Then we're going to Belfast, Cork. And after that, we're in negotiations right now to take it on a European tour as well. The response has been, we've received a lot of requests to take it to different cities, and it's really taken off. And it's a nice feeling, Ouishi, when something that you poured your heart and soul into is appreciated by the public out there.
So remind us again where it is here in Killarney. And how long will it be running for, Paul?
It's at the main offices of the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. Compliments of Minister Jimmy Deanahan, another, one of the all-time greats. And it's right opposite the Garda Barracks. Opens up on November 14th, runs through January 14th.
By the way, Jimmy Deanahan is bringing out a book on his life very shortly. It is coming out within the next month. That's something you probably didn't know.
Well, I didn't know that, but I got a lot of friends in the guards. Like a quick hello to Eugene O'Sullivan, who's a fine Kerry man who reckons that the only reason that Kerry lost that five in a row was because Jimmy Deanahan wasn't playing cornerback to hold off Seamus Darby. So.
And there's probably a lot of truth in it. And, of course, where we're here in this building here, and it's directly across from the Garda Barracks here in Killarney. Now, before this building was built here, Jimmy the Master's garage was here. It was an old garage. Jimmy the Master was a Kinmare man, and it was repairing cars. And my late brother Dermy worked here for many, many years. And across the road is the Garda Barracks, and my father, Rathamerson, was a detective in Killarney. So I'd have a big connection with these two places. Paul, the importance of an exhibition like this, what does this do? Why are you and your wife now and your friends exhibiting this and moving around?
I think it's extremely important that we keep the memory alive. We never forget the sacrifice of so many people. We have families that are involved that have given us the artifacts. As you see, there's a big, if you want to walk around with me, I'll show you, there's a piece of steel we have from Ground Zero that was donated by the fire department as well. It's at the front with the two towers up here that we have at the front of the building right here. Yeah. And it explains to you, you can actually see from the steel really the force of what happened in this here. And 10 years on, you know, when you have anniversaries and stuff, people, you know, you see a lot of documentaries and stuff, but people tend to forget. And in speaking to the families that donated the steel, donated the artifacts, they really let you know what it means to them.
What it says here, it says, this steel once helped hold up the World Trade Center in New York. Cut from structural one beam, it is not known which of the twin towers the steel supported. This fragment is a small part of the 200,000 tons of steel that collapsed Ground Zero in New York. It is estimated that 2,750 people died in the towers. Over 17,000 people were inside them when the attack began. Paul, this is very poignant too.
It's amazing. As you can see, this is a very large, heavy piece of steel that was just ripped apart like a piece of paper with the force. It's amazing.
Yeah. Listen, it's a wonderful exhibition. Anybody that can should come to see it. It's going to be here for 2 months because you can wander around. It's a very spacious building, which adds to the exhibition, I must say. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and anybody should come and look around and enjoy it. By the way, you were a commander in the New York police. You retired.
I retired.
But come here, you're like a man that should only be starting to work. What age you, by the way?
I'm 43 now, Wishy. Yeah. But I did my 20 years in the police department. It's 20 years to retirement. It's a little different than the guards here. And I got 4 young boys, and you know, the wife and I felt that Ireland was the best place to bring them up. And I don't have any regrets. I had a terrific career in the NYPD. I've seen amazing things, and I have no regrets at all. I think the NYPD is the greatest police department in the world, and I am damn proud to have been a member of it. And I can also say that, like, getting back to the Kerry end of things here, we couldn't be prouder to be in the kingdom here, Wishy. I love the county. My wife loves the county, and got so many friends from Kerry. And as my friend Eugene, just getting back to the football end of things, Wishy, as my friend Eugene Sullivan likes to say, other than deaths and taxes, you can be sure of one thing, that that Kerry will be back knocking on the All-Ireland door soon, you know. So.
How big a part did Irish people and Kerry people play in the New York Police Department down through the decades?
Oh, I mean, Irish, you go back 150 years. I mean, that's where the term the paddy wagon came from and all that stuff. So it's Irish have been a big, big part of the NYPD, and they still are. The Emerald Society is the biggest society in the NYPD. There's more Irish still. And with the economy the way it is right now, there's a lot more influx of Irish Americans coming back into the police department with the poor economy. So it's the numbers are bulking up again. There's a lot more Irish coming back in, which is great, because, you know, I was with the NYPD team. We formed it in 1990, the Gaelic Football Club. And at that time, there was a lot of Irish that had emigrated in the 80s with the economy. So there was a good influx of good footballers that had grown up in Ireland and emigrated to New York. So we had a pretty... And what we found over the last 8 to 10 years is that there wasn't many Irish coming on. It was a lot of the Hispanics and other minorities were coming on, filling up the ranks. But lately, there's been an influx, and we're getting more footballers to help the... You know, our motto in the NYPD Gaelic Football Club is to keep the heritage alive, and we do that through Gaelic football. And it's nice to see an influx of Irish coming back in again.
Finishing up, Paul, you have just... And I'm very grateful to you after presenting me with a beautiful book of photographs in relation to the exhibition. Fabulous book.
Yeah, it's a book my wife did. It's amazing. It supports the project. We're a not-for-profit organization, and to enable us to go to places like Killarney and throughout Ireland, it's a way for us to raise funds to do that. And if anybody would like to purchase the book, they can go online at www.groundzero360.org or check us out on Facebook. We would appreciate any support there. We're honored to be taking this throughout Ireland. The Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, Minister Deenan, has been very, very generous with us in helping us out. But we just love to be doing this and taking it throughout Ireland. The response is great, and we couldn't be happier.
Finally, last question. One of my favourite films that I've seen was about Police Department New York, Fort Apache, the Bronx, New York.
Yes.
Now, why am I mentioning that film to you?
Well, I was the precinct commander of Fort Apache. I mean, that's
the who were the stars in that film, by the way?
That's Paul Newman. You remember Paul Newman, and then they get the cop threw the kid off the roof.
Was Paul Newman taking your part?
Well, Paul Newman was actually a detective in that. I would have been the white shirt precinct commander, the guy that was fighting him in it. But I was a commanding officer of that precinct, and I'm very proud to have been the commander of Fort Apache. I actually was on the roof of Fort Apache when the first tower fell, and it was we could see it in the distance. So the Fort Apache's in the South Bronx, and we could see the smoke billowing up from the precinct that morning, and. Very, very sad. I mean, it was a very sad day. I remember there was 10 years later. I was back out in New York. I went back out to the rooftop just to look down. And it's sad to to see the skyline with no towers there. Although I will say it's nice to finally see the Freedom Tower rising up and a lot of the building going on down there. It's a good buzz in Ground Zero right now, and it's nice to see it.
Well, finally, Paul, listen to me, Paul McCormick, the best of luck in the exhibition. It's absolutely stunning. And Kerry people in particular should come to it because they can pay their tribute to young Michael Lynch, who died there. And, of course, Michael Lynch, with his strong roots in Kerry, his uncle, as I said, Freddie Lynch, the great Kerry footballer. He played minor, junior and senior football with Kerry. And come to see the exhibition because it's absolutely stunning and really it'll bring a lot of memories. And person could come in and say a little prayer in front of all those pictures that are up on the wall. Thank you, Paul.
Gurumayagat Wishi and up the kingdom. Thanks very much.